Matt Greenwood back in the KGF studio for this President's Day edition of Sports Talk. I've got Windsor Wrestling head coach Kevin Stofi, as this weekend he got a state champion for the Windsor Owls. Ryan Yarnell in the 182-pound weight class is a state champion. Coach, congrats on that, and congrats on the overall success of your players this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a good weekend for us. We brought six qualifiers there, and five of the six won matches and three medals, and Ryan capped it off with a state title, a great career and a great way to finish.
Yeah, let's talk about Yarnell. He's been with this program for 4 years now. Big kid, obviously, at 182, a state champion this year, and going undefeated, 53-0 this year, finishing third place last year. And as a sophomore, he did not play. So slowly but surely, he's made his way into that top step, you know, with a couple of guys on lower steps to his left and to his right. Let's talk about Yarnell and this season for you, getting to see him do what he did, be a state champion and go 53-0.
I mean, Ryan's a great kid, a very, very hard worker, both during the season and in the off season. He goes everywhere, just every camp, clinic, tournament that you can think of. Ryan and several of the other boys, they go to all that stuff and, just can't get enough. I mean, he eats and sleeps the sport. And, as a four-year wrestler, he was in a tough weight class even as a freshman. I believe he was at 160 as a freshman, four-time state qualifier. As you could probably figure, at 160 or 170, if you're an underclassman, that's a tough road to hold against the older guys. And, he's just been an excellent worker, again, all 4 years. And, to say you're a four-time state qualifier and state champ is fantastic.
For those that couldn't make the trip to Columbia and watch it live or even follow it online, take us through the championship match for Ryan Yarnell and kind of your thoughts on how it all went down.
Well, Ryan overall had a tough bracket down there in Columbia. I'll back up even a match to the semis. He had Joey Williams from Neosho in the semis. And I was a little disappointed when the brackets came out and I saw who was on his side of the bracket. I thought, oh my goodness, we're going to have to work to get it. So we had to beat Joey Williams in the semis, which was every bit of a championship match. And Ryan came out on top in a tight match. And then in the finals, he had an equally tough match in the Sam East from Harrisonville. And, Ryan was determined. I mean, beforehand we were talking. He knew exactly what he wanted to try to do, and he went out there and did it. He went out there very offensive on his feet, got a couple of takedowns early, and basically just controlled the match from there. I really feel like he could have opened it up a little bit more later in the match, but there really was no need to. He was well in control and just kind of took care of business and won it in a very businesslike manner.
I got a chance to speak with Ryan Moyer, Seckman Wrestling head coach, just a little bit ago, and we talked about the mental toughness that wrestlers and just about every athlete needs in a sport to get to where they want to be, and a state championship is no easy task. From the start for Yarnell as a freshman, you getting a chance to watch him grow up into the state champion as a senior. What has the journey been like for you to see sort of the growth that he's had?
Oh, it's always exciting to see a kid mature and get better as time goes on. And Ryan's a perfect example. Every year he improved, and then qualifying for state, several times, that is such an advantage. You talk about the mental aspect. If you're a first-time qualifier and you're standing down there in that tunnel and you come walking out, into that atmosphere, that's a tough thing to do, and a lot of kids can't handle that. So it's a big, big advantage to make that trek, earlier. If you make that several times, that's a big advantage. And, Ryan's been there, and he was just on a mission.
And if I remember correctly, Jacob Warren, he was undefeated going into the state tournament, right?
Jake was undefeated also, had a heck of a year. In the semis, he was state champ last year. had been a two-time medalist prior to this, so Jake ended up as a three-time medalist. In the semis, he ran into a very tough kid, the eventual state champ. And basically in the second period, we're up 2-0 in the second period, and we basically got caught with a cradle. And, you know, that basically was it. So, you know, unfortunately, we got caught kind of similar to, you know, the way Jake won his state title last year. He caught the Chavez kid with a cradle and stuck him, and, you know, it was a great win. And this year, it was, the tables were kind of turned a little bit. Unfortunately, we came out on the short end. You know, but he's got nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, he had a great year, great career. You know, it's just one of those things. When you're out there against those top-notch kids, it doesn't take much. You know, one letdown or one slight, you know, mistake, and it could be the match. And unfortunately, we were on the short end of that.
And, you know, Warren being a senior, and yeah, you mentioned it a couple of times, a champion last year, taking fourth place this year in a class that was 7 pounds heavier than the class that he won a championship in. So, yeah, certainly he should not be hanging his head for sure. Did some great stuff at Windsor. So those are two seniors that we've been talking about, Yarnell and Warren. Yarnell, again, a champion in the 182, Warren taking fourth place in the 152. Your other seniors, Connor Ritchie, Andrew Kinder, unfortunately did not place in the state tournament, but kind of talk about them and what they've meant to this program and their journey as well, if you will.
Well, they've been with us these last few years, and Connor Ritchie, this is his first year he's qualified, but he's been very close the last couple of years. He's a very good wrestler. The last 2 years, he's just fell short of qualifying. For whatever reason, we just end up on the short end. This year, he got there, and you know, he made the finals at district, so he was the second seed going into state. And down in Columbia, you know, he won two matches. He got to the bubble match to medal, and he lost 3-2 to a kid from Hannibal. So literally 1 point away from getting into the medals. So he had a great tournament. And then Andrew Kinder at 120. Andrew's a little bit different story. Andrew only started wrestling as a sophomore. And he's made up for lost time in those 3 years. The kid has worked extremely hard. We've had a nice core of kids that have done a lot of off-season stuff, and Andrew got into it with them. And so now he's a two-time qualifier. And as a third-year wrestler, that speaks volumes. He ended up going 0-2 down in Columbia, but he did not embarrass himself. He was very competitive. He was right there with those guys. And, you know, I feel like it's one of them deals where if he had a little bit more time, who knows how far he could have went.
Yeah, if he had a chance to be a fifth-year senior at the high school level, I'm sure he'd have a good chance of winning a title there.
Yeah, I wish we could redshirt him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why can't that be part of the process nowadays?
Right.
Grant Pauly, a sophomore, 145-pound weight class, finishing fourth place this year. You look at the Windsor Wrestling program, and you see these four seniors that we've been talking about, Yarnell and Ritchie and Kinder and Warren as well. I'm sure, you know, while they're wrestling, they're also teaching. And I mean, that's just my guess. I know you're a teacher, but I think maybe as a wrestling coach and the experience that you've had, you probably find that if players talk to one another, they can also get better. So in that regard, this senior class, what have they meant to the younger guys?
Oh, that's exactly right. They're literally coaches out there on the mat. And, you know, most of your coaching obviously takes place at practice. You know, most of that what you see at mat side during a meet is kind of for show, in my opinion. There's not a whole lot you can do once the match starts. So, you know, you're teaching, all that takes place at practice, and like you say, it takes place among the wrestlers. As you're walking around the room, you know, working with the different wrestlers, you know, obviously they're in each other's ears, and they were very good about whoever they were partnered up with, you know, with working with them, and hey, you might try this, or, you know, you could maybe do this or that, and a lot of that went on, and you know, somebody would pick up something, you know, at a clinic or a camp or whatever, and you know, they would, you know, they'd demonstrate, show it to the, you know, their partner. You know, we'd have them demonstrate to the team. You know, and I've learned along with the kids in many cases. You know, since I've been doing this sport, wrestling has really come a long way. And just the way it's changed, it's amazing. And I've picked up a lot of things over the years as well, you know, being the old fogey that I am. you know, it has changed since I got into it.
Well, Coach, you take six wrestlers with you, three place, including Ryan Yarnell, a state champion. Congratulations on that, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That is Coach Kevin Stofi of Windsor Wrestling. They get a state champion in Ryan Yarnell, the 182-pound weight class. Coming up next on KJF Sports Talk on this President's Day, and in case you missed it, segment where we interviewed last week, Hall of Fame shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ozzie Smith. We'll get to that interview as we wrap up the Sports Talk program here today on President's Day.